This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Armenia's Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan said on Sunday the likelihood was rising that ethnic Armenians would flee the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Reuters correspondent Edward Baran has the latest.
Armenia's Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan said on Sunday the likelihood was rising that Nagorno-Karabakh's 120,000 ethnic Armenians would flee the region, fearing persecution. That's after an Azerbaijan military victory last week in a conflict that dates back to the fall of the Soviet Union.
Armenians in Nagorno-Karabakh continue to face the threat of ethnic cleansing. In recent days, humanitarian aid has arrived in Nagorno-Karabakh, but this does not change the situation.
Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan in a report by Reuters correspondent Edward Baran, who says a mass exodus could change the delicate balance of power in the South Caucasus region, a patchwork of ethnicities crisscrossed with oil and gas pipelines where Russia, the United States, Turkey, and Iran are all jostling for influence. Niger's military rulers have banned French aircraft from flying over the country's airspace, according to the Agency for the Safety of Air Navigation in Africa and Madagascar. On their website, it says Niger's airspace is open to all national and international commercial flights except for French aircraft or aircraft chartered by France, including those of the airline Air France. Air France told the news service AFP that it was not flying over Niger airspace. That is the latest on Niger's military.